Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yosef Greenwald. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Bava Metzia Kuf Tezayin. The Gemara continues the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna of like a shtayim, like a shalosh, with rayas from brises. A long discussion between Rashi and Tosfos whether the raya and pshat is from the two brises together or from both the brises or only from the second brisa. Amongst all the details in the two brises that are mechich, the gabi the lavin, is the case of zuk shal saporim and semet shal poros. Let's discuss that for a few minutes. Rashi says that semet shal poros means, Rashi and Divrei Maskil Chayev, it means shtei poros choshos im tzimdon. They have the two cows that are threshing, together with the kli that binds them together. Tosfos in Divrei Maskil v'tzemet brings that the Ri argues on this pshat, because there can't be a nisir lav of being choyvel, of taking as a mashkin poros. The par is not a kli, and there's no din of klei oichel nefesh. The lav of the Torah of klei oichel nefesh is dafke kelim. Poros is not kelim. As I state also in the Rajman Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Beis Divrei Maskil Klolo, the poros is considered a person's assets, not his utensils. Svino, he says, also the Rashba says, Svino ki yoitzeboy, is also, it's property, it's not the kelim, it's not the work tools of a person. Would seem to be also a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, because the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, brings the din of Tzemed Bokor, the Yizchayv Shtayim, says the Ravid ze'enoy, he doesn't explain why not. Says the Rava Magid over there, that the Ravid understood in the Rambam, like Rashi, the Yizchayv on the Poros, that's why Yizchayv too. And that's why he argues on him, that you can't be chayiv on the poros. Two cows are not two things that you chayiv on. The lav is only on klei oichel nefesh, not on nechosim. The problem is that what we have over here is that you chayiv shtayim al tzemet shel poros. According to Rashi, the two, the double chiyuv, is because tzemet shel poros, two cows. If you learn that you're not chayiv on the poros, obviously you chayiv on the tzemet, which is the kli. If you chayiv only on the kli, so why you chayiv too? So there you have to say, the Ravid says in Shit Mukubetzes, by us, the Rajba as well, that the Tzemed yesh bo kelim rabim. Tzemed has different parts to it, and each one is a kli bifnei atzmei, similar to the Rechayim v'rochav, even though they work together, but each one is a kli bifnei atzmei, so you'd be chayiv too. That's one noisid. Another noisid, the Lechemishna over there in Per Gimel, Halacha Gimel, brings up is that one could argue with the chiyuv of tzemet shel poros if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We saw Rabbeinu Tam at Kuf Yud Gimel in Tosfos says that klei oichel nefesh, he says over there mikorech the din of mechareisho, that you're not chayiv on klei oichel nefesh unless it's klei oichel nefesh mamish. Threshing is only a preparation in order to be able to plant, in order to be able to harvest. That's not klei oichel nefesh. Chiyai gavna, there wouldn't be a chiyuv. That's shitz Rabbeinu Tam. Lemaisa, the Lecha Mishnah proposes that the Ravid Ze'enoi that we just said, arguing on the Rambam, is based on that. We Cheshbind, we're not going to go back to it now, but the way we Cheshbind, Ma'id Yitochan, the Ravid doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Lemaisa, we just said over Rabbeinu Tam, and Kuf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, that holds that Klei Oichel Nefesh does not include anything that's used for plowing. So how does he learn Tzemet Shel Poros? What's the Mechayit? So Tosfos over there in Kuf Yud Gimel, and this is the way it's brought in the Turin, Shulchan Aruch, and Tzamek Zayin, Tzadik Zayin Sivches, is that Tzemet Shel Poros is not poros that are plowing to prepare the ground for planting, but they're being doshed the tvua. So they're actually, it's like Rechayim V'rochav, they're preparing the tvua for consumption. So that would be Klei Oichel Nefesh. Lemaisa, that's the halacha. Chiddush is that many of the Rishonim argue in Rabbeinu Tam when making on a lav deraisa, like Rabbeinu Tam, negative Rishonim, the tumim in Sivkot and Dalad and Tzadik Zayin, raises that problem. Don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. There's another shita over here. The Torah brings in Tzadik Zayin the shita of the Rama, and it's also in the Ran by us in the Chiddushim and Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis the Ramasku LeInyan. He says that you have a different problem. Tzemet Shel Poros maybe you could explain, but what about Zuk Shel Saporim? Zuk Shel Saporim is lechayra barber utensils. What does that have to do with Klei Oichel Nefesh? He says, Bechreach, klei oichel nefesh doesn't mean food. It means anything a person needs in order to provide his basic livelihood. Chiddush, sweeping chiddush of the Raman, the Ran, they hold that klei is klei charesh, it's all the same. The point is not that it's klei oichel nefesh. So we have Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh that hold that klei charesh would be mutter because it's preparing the ground to, for food consumption. It's not the Eichel Nefesh itself. Klei Umnis, Zug Shel Saporim, that L'choiru would be Mutter. We have the Rambam, who seems to say that Tzemet Shel Porois, that Klei Charesha is also called Klei Eichel Nefesh, that would be Aser. On the other hand, we have no Makor, according to the Rambam, the Rajba, that Klei Umnis, like he said, Zug Shel Saporim, would be Aser. What's Takab Shad in the price of Zug Shel Saporim? So Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus and Kufit Gimel is madchik that Zul Shel Saparim means a shearing that you cut off vegetables in the garden in order to prepare the food. That's the only way he could explain Klei Eichel Nefesh. So those are the three shittas. The Raman, the Ran, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh Paskim Zachim, that's the shita of the Tur and the Mechaber and Tzadik Zayin. And we have, like we said, the Rambam and the Rashba also in the Chidushim holds like the Rambam. The Gemara brings the Uvda Vahu Gavre the Chol Sakine Dashkafte Mechavre. He took a knife as a mashkin Mechavre. Also, the Kamei da Abaya. Omale Abaya told the Malva. He passed him like this. Zil Ahadre da Havale Klei Shoysim Baichon Nefesh. The first thing is, you're not allowed to hold on to the mashkin that you have to return it. That was the first part of the Psak. Returned the Chefetz to the Loive. And then he told him, you'll have to take him to Bezin. You'll have to prove what your claim is. Rava argued, not because Rava argued seemingly on the first chelik of Zilah Hadre, Rava told him something else. Rava said, the chelik that Abaye said that you're going to have to prove, that you're going to have to be osel lamekem bedino, Rava says, no, since the malva is holding on to the chefetz, and he has a migu, the Gemara explains Behemshich, that he has a migu that he could have said ladam, and that he's holding on to the loibis chefetz. He could have denied holding on to the chefetz, migu, that he could have that. So he has keneged meha chefetz, he has a migu in, to claim the money that he's owed by the loiva. The Gemara says that that psak, that a migu of a malva, holding on to a tevea, holding on to a chefetz of the nitva, can claim ad kedeg the meim is not subject to debate. The Gemara brings an uvda of hani. Easy de ochli chushlo bin ahardoi, that over there the psak of Avud, the Shmuel was that a tevea claiming hezekim could claim without edim, without another raya, because he has a migu keneged the izim that he's holding on to. And the Gemara just says that the subject of debate between Abaye and Rava was whether over here he has that migu. Why not? The Gemara says because it's dvar masun lahashul lahaskir. Dvar masun lahashul lahaskir. You don't have the regular klal by metaltlin that a muhsik is stronger than a marakama. Agdomet above a basra. Coming up as Hashem, a muhsik on metaltlin is always stronger than a marakama. He has a right to say lokachti without any tainis. Without explaining or without bringing a raya to where he got it from, he's holding on to the chefetz. In that sense, l'chayra, the migu is a good migu. Dvar masun lash lasker. Over there, there is no nitzocha into the muhsik keneged the marakama. And the Gemara says that that also is not subject to debate. Abai and Rava were both maskim that dvar masun lash lasker. The question over here by the knives in question was whether it was dvar masun lash lasker, whether it's a kpeda to lend it out, to rent it out, and so on. The shmuz of dvar masun lash lasker, whether that takes away the ability of lekech in every case keneged the marakama, is a discussion for itself. The negate, the last place in the perek, we'll discuss that separately. Let's go backwards. On the first step of Abaya saying that he has to return the chefetz, the question is, why does he have to return? Abaya gives a reason. Klei Eichel Nefesh. Toisus and Kuftes Vov, Omen Aleph, discussed in the context of the Gemara saying over there that this Malkis on the lav of Loisachboil, of taking a mashkin and Klei Eichel Nefesh, how could it be Malkis? If there's a mitzvah say to return it, L'choira, then it's a lavanitik lasei. Tosis's mahalach over there is that be'emesin there is no posuk of hoshiv toshiv except by kar balaylo on ksusa. There's no posuk on klei eichel nefesh of hoshiv shel toshiv. So it's not even lavanitik lasei. Why did Abaye tell him go return it? The pshat was as follows. Since he took it, and by taking it be over and alav, so for sure he took it betos. He didn't know that you're not allowed to take klei eichel nefesh. Oy bazoi, the mashkin that he took, Taisu says, you have a sugi and tmur davov, that when a person takes a mashkin, a malva grabs a mashkin, shaloi kedin, he's oilich lebesoi, and he nichnas lebesoi, and he takes a mashkin, the halacha is, he ovid mahani? The Torah says that the mashkin blibes a mashkin. If that's true, by klerich nevesh, the mashkin's a mashkin. But since he was over in the lav, he wouldn't have wanted to do it. It was a schia betois. Abai told him, I know that you didn't want to take it betois, so return it because you have no right to it. You're holding on to it. You don't want to be koine. It's a schia betois. That's Tosis and Kuftes Vavam and Aleph. Other Rishonim clearly argue on Tosis. The Rambam says Chayv Lachzir Miyad seems to put it together with Lav and Itik Lase. So we'll have to discuss what to do with Tosis Kash and Kuftes Vav. That was the shmuz that we had, Bez Hashem, the Hisophis on the Shin Kuftes Vav, where we discussed by Richos. According to the Balamor, according to the Ravid, if there is a mitzvah sale of Hashova, so avoid even on clerical nefesh, then what do we do with Tosis Kash that's a Lav and Itik Lase? What would be the tzio of Lav and Itik Lase, as well as the other shmuz that's negated, the Ravid, when would it be a Lav and Itik Lateshlumen? Because there's always a financial repercussion to taking the mashkin. If he's going to lose it, he's going to have to pay money for it, it's going to go off the Dmei Achoiv. So that was the discussion that we had then. We'll bring up one point over here. Pshat is Abaye said also Gameda by Omale Zilahadri, go return it now. L'chayri, if the reason why he had to return it was because of the mitzvah of Hoshev, so he has to return it when he needs it. What's the emphasis on go return it right now? So on that, we have the Reb Chaim that we discussed in the Hosafos and Kuftes Vav, that in the Shitzaram, the reason why he has to return it right away is because b'chol rega v'rega, he's over on the lav of loisach boil on klei ochel nefesh. Refer to the Hosafos over there for the way Reb Chaim says that with Reboch Ber. Let's go a step weiter. What did Abaye say? Abaye said that he has to return it, and then he has to go to Bezdin. Let's now discuss Rava. What did Rava say? Rava says that he doesn't have to al kapana bring a raya in Bezdin ad kadei demem. Why? Because he has a migu. Now, l'chayr, that would seem to say that he has a right to hold on to the chayfetz connected his clay, as a schus to the chayfetz. What do you mean? Didn't Abaye just say that he has to give it back? So Rava doesn't mefurish argue on Abaye. We could theoretically say that Rava's taina on Abaye is because Rava argues, and Rava says that no, he has a right to hold on to the chayfetz. Hamayin b'Rashi yira, the loshen of Rashi in Dibra Maskil, Rava Omar, he says that the reason why lo tzarich lemekem bedina iluyo dekono lemashkin lishova v'litel ad kedei gomor. Rava says he has a right to hold on to it dekono le. That means it's not something he has to give back. So Rashi emphasizes that according to Rava, the pshat is that the malva has a right to hold on to it. He was koined as a mashkin. Does Rava argue and hold you don't have to give it back? Maybe he holds he was koined, but he has a mitzvah of hoshev toshev. Not clear. Means it could be that he ovid mahani, like we saw from the sugya in Temura Davov, that if you take a mashkin shaloi kedin, you have a schus to it, you have a right to hold on to it. Well, not like the raid in the Rambam that we discussed in the Hosafos and Kuftes Vav from Reb Chaim. But what Rav is saying is you have a right to hold on to it, even though maybe you have to give it back, but since you have a schus to it, so merely you have a migu to be moitzi. By the way, what happened to migu lahoitzi? That's a kasha of the Rishonim. And the simple approach would be that because he has a right to hold on to the chevitz, somehow that takes it out of the realm of migu lahoitzi. Let's leave that aside for a second. Al-Kaponim. In Rashi is meduik that the reason why Rava says that you have a schus to win with the migu is because you have a right to hold on to this chevetz because you were coined in the mashkin. The Mordechai in Simit Tovov brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam the Revan clearly not that way. He says Rava was moided dabai, you have to give it back. You have no schus to it. Novos, he holds that since Lamaisa you have a migu, you don't have to have a schus befoil on the chevetz, but you could have just denied holding on to that chevetz, so that itself is the migu. Al-Rabbonim, what we have in the Rashi is that Rashi seems to understand that the migu, this was the Makar of Rashi, that he holds that the migu is only a migu if you have a right to hold on to Chefetz A, you can hold on to it, connected claim on Momen Beis. This is the Kasha, the Rishonim that we referred to. Rabbeinu Yonah asked the Kasha on Daflamet Gimel Lamed Aleph. The L'chayru, we have a klal over the Atosus, and Rav Rishonim hold the migu lohoitzi loyaminon. Migu is only strong enough to protect the claim of a nitva, but it's not strong enough to be moitzi momoin. The Ramban grada argues over there, but the kasha is according to Rav Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if migu lohoitzi loyaminon, hey, what happened over here by the uvda of hanichush l'din hardoi? That's the case that the Gemara Shtal Sutu. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that since he has a right to hold on to the izim, He's holding on to it, batur mashkin. So mele it's not migul lahitzi. He's holding on to the izim kineged the chayv that he's being tevet. Same way by us, he's holding on to the chayfitz as a mashkin. The problem is the chayv has to give it back. So if we say like Rashi, see, he was coined the mashkin. He does have a schus to hold on to it. So then it's not a migul lahitzi. It's also not migul mamon lamamon. There are cases of migul mamon lamamon, which means that I have an ability to win case A. So mele I'm going to press a claim on B. Over here, it's not two different things because he's holding on to this as a mashkin connected this koy. So, mel, it's not mimomoin lemomoin. However, that's according to Shitas Rashi that he had that kono mashkin. But what about according to Tosfos, the way Tosfos says in Kuftes Vov, that in the case of Abai, the reason why he told him Zilla Hadre was because he understood that he was Zoyche Betos. So it comes out that the Malva's holding on to, he didn't want to be over the lav, so the Malva's holding on to something that's mamish not his. He didn't take it as a mashkin, he doesn't want to be over the lav, he was zoyche b'toys. He doesn't have it. If he doesn't have it, so then what's his claim? His claim is he's moitzi momoin from the loiva based on a migu. Isn't that migu lahoitzi? So l'chor hodru kusho l'duchte. We have to find another mahalach why it's not a migu lahoitzi. So the balamoyer, the Balamor is a Negev Sugi in the beginning, the very beginning of Matzia Davov over there by Yeshema Chash of Shema Milvi Yeshona Yeshalov. And on Dav Dalaram and Aleph in the Dafi Arif, there's a shtickle over there from the Balamor in Yenesuga. And he says that the reason why the Migu would work is because Lamaisa, when you're holding on to something, you have that Migu. It's not called Migu Lahitz. Migu Lahitz is only where you have to impound it, you have to take something that's not by you. Since right now, the easy he's talking about, but the same is true to the Mashkin over here, right now it's sitting by you, that's not called a Migul Lahoitzi. There's a Ritva in Bava Basra, Kuf Nun Dalad on the base of Ramaskal Oi, says something that L'choy is Negev by easy. It's an interesting svari. He says, since the easy did the Hezek over there, the case was that the goats ate. So you're not claiming the goat, you're claiming $100 of the Hezek that they caused. But since the goat did the hezek, so to a certain extent, the goat is the nitva. Yeah, I mean, you're not trying to get your money from the easy. But Lamai says, since the easy was the one who did the hezek, so really he's part of the story. It's not migu mimomen lamomen, so it's not migu lahitzi. You're holding on to the mazik, so to speak. So that's not migu lahitzi. That svar would only be true legabi easy. It's not true legabi the knives over here, which was a mashkin kineged choyv. So we have the Rabbeinu Yoino that since you have a schus to hold on to it as a mashkin, so mele it's not a migul lahitzi. That seems to be consistent with the diuk that we said in Rashi. We have the Rishonim that say that no, Rova held you have to give it back right away. You don't have a schus. The Rabbeinu Tam, the Raivan that we said from the Mordechai lechur meduik in the Tesis and Kuf Nam meduik tei mafurish and Tesis and Kuf Tezvov that he has no schus to the chayfitz. See, you could say it's not a migul lahitzi like we said from the Balamor, that any time you're holding on to something, it's not a migul lahitzi. The Ritva Svar L'chor is applicable by Izi, but it's not applicable by the Mashkin, by the case by us. The other way to say the Vort, which is Mufurish in the Sefer Trumas and Shamem Tes, would be to say that since Lamaise he took the Sakinim as a Mashkin, even though he has to give it back right away and he has no schus to it, he took it to toes. But since it was Higiel Yodeh is part of the story, ultimately it is part of the story, he's holding on to it, Keneged the Choyv, even though he's going to give it back this second, that's not the regular case of Migul Lahitzi. Migul Lahitzi means you're pressing a claim where you have no access to anything, you're totally being Moitzi from the Nitva with the Migul. That Migul doesn't have a Koyach. Anytime there's something that's on the side of the Malvus, on the side of the Teveh, because it's by him, it doesn't make a difference if he actually has a schus to it. Again, if it's not the way in Rashi, Rabbeinu Yoni seems to say no. Rabbeinu Yoni says because he has a schus in the mashkin. There's another kasha over here. We'll just bring up the kasha. It's less nege over here. The first kasha of migul lahoitzi and the gedorim of how much you have in the mashkin is related to the sugya mashkin. There's a kasha to Rishonim ask that there's a migul de ha'oza. It's always a ha'oza. It takes a certain amount of ha'oza to be makrish somebody to his face that you're not holding on to his chayfitz. So Rishonim asked the kasha, it's the Ran Shavuos Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, the Ritva in the Muki Yosef, Bava Basel Amud Vov, Toysin Bava Basel Nun Beis Amud Beis, asked the kasha that the Migu over here of Migu that I could have denied holding on to your Chayfetz, Migu de Oza. For a person to look somebody else in the face and say, the Chayfetz you claim is by me, I bought it from you, is a Ha'oza. So some Rishonim, the Ran and the Muki Yosef, want to bring a Raya from here, the Migu de Ha'oza, which seems to be a weaker Migu, no. Migu da'oza is enough to patter up for a moment. Taisvis doesn't like the Raya. Taisvis says that over here, it wasn't such a hawza. The Rashi and Bava Kama Daf Kuv Zayin Amar Aleph says that a person is only mazed when the sugi over there, when a loivid does a favor, a malva does a favor for a loivid, lent him money, over there he wouldn't be mazed. So Memela by us is not negated, there's no favor, by Hani easy, there's no favor going on over here. Over here we're talking about the malva being mazed connected to loivid, the malva adarab, the malva did the loiva a favor. Taisvis Lamaisa in Bava Kama over there in Kuv Zayin says that even our case over here would be called Ha'oza. That's what Taisvis says, the Kashmir with the Oza, like we just said with the Rishonim. What Taisvis says is a little bit not clear. The words of Taisvis is that Migu de Ha'oza, Taisvis says, the Lichbar, the long Taisvis on Amar Aleph in Bava Kama Kuv Zayin, Divar Maskel Iru Parashis, the Lichbar Vadai Eine Meiz B'midi Di Yode Bechavre. There's no ha'oza, the svar of ha'oza, which takes away from the koyach, the toikev of amigu, is only an amidi de kviro di yode bechavre. What's the pshat? Others want to explain the shach in klol amigu, which is in simen pei beis, it's in ois vov. It says, dafka when there's an agreement between two people, by pekod and halvo, the two of us had a business agreement. I lent money from you, so I have to return it. I took something from you to watch. You trust me to give it back. Then if I bold-facedly face you and say, no, I don't have it, well, no, I returned it, that's awesome. Over here, we're talking about a claim. It's not clear whether there was no agreement between the two of them. So over there is no ha'oza. Others don't like this pshat. The shamishba over there in Klol Amigo is dalel. Is chaylik on this hezbe the shach. The other hezbe the shach over there in Ois Vov in Klol Amigo is that migu de oza is only midi de lichbar, is only when you're talking about the migu helps even though it's a migu de oza legabi moment, not legabi shvur. It only helps legabi moment, not legabi shvur, which is consistent with what some of the Rishonim hold as a klal. The migu de oza is a migu, but migu de oza is not good enough to be moitzi from a shvur. Lamaisa, this pshat is also ungenumen by the Ktois and Pebei Sivkot Nudal. Okay, this Shmuz Amigo Da'oz is Zaitik really to our sugya. There's one more point over here which is very important, and that's what the raid that the Ran and the Nemuki Yosef bring down B'Shem the Goinim over here. This case of Hani Easy. The Rava said he doesn't have to bring a Raya, he can be Moitzi with the Migu, he's holding on to the Mashkin. And Ad Kedei Demeim, he could be Moitzi from the Loive. The Goinim say that Lamaisa is only going to be Neman B'Shvua Chamur. Anytime a person is staving off a claim from somebody else, he always has to make a Shvua's Hesis, even if it's Koifer HaKoil, Shvua de Rabbonon. But the in a lot of places we have, where even if there's a shvur de rabbonim because you're a koyfer akoyel, by any case where they were metak and shvur, we just had it legabe soicher v'niska poyel, that you have to make a shvur chamura. When a person's moitzi mom, there's no way to be moitzi momoin except with a shvur chamura, shvur, a proper shvur. The goyim say over here that would be the case also. Lamaisa is being moitzi momoin from the loiva, that he has to do with shvur chamura, as I stated also in the Rambam in Milva Perikut Gimel Halacha Gimel. The tour in Simenai and Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, brings that the Ravid is Choylik, because over here, he's not being Moitzi Momen, he's holding on to the Chayfetz. He's Moitzi Kineged, the Chayfetz that he's holding on to. That's not called Oitzos Momen. In the middle of the halacha would be that he only be Chayfetz Shu Assesses. Lamaisa, the Lashon Rashi is not clear. Rashi in Divya Maskul Rova says, Lagabi our case, that according to Rova, he's Nemon, the Malva Kineged the Loive, the Chayvli Shova. No, what does that mean? Shvur Chamura, not Shvur Chamura. But that's the klal, the Goinim hold over here, that's called Hoitzos Momen. It seems that the Raivi that we just quoted from the tour holds that that's not called Hoitzos Momen because you're holding on to a Chavitz, you're not being Moitzi the Momen, you're kilo exchanging the Momen for the Chavitz. You're holding on to Momen. Meli only need a Shvur's Hesses. One last point, we mentioned Legabe the Kasha the Rishon, that's Amigu Lahoitzi. If you don't have a right to hold on to the Mashkin, you're going to give back the Mashkin now. Does that make it into Amigu Lahoitzi? Does it have to be like we Mendaik and Rashi because you have a Schus in the Mashkin? There's a Rivosh in Chuvis Rivosh Simon Shin Tzadik Beis that takes it a step further. He says over here, since Abai said you have to give back the Mashkin, Rova didn't argue. Vafilohochi, you have the Migu of being able to deny holding on to the Chefetz, and that gives you the Schus, Keneged Dmeha Chefetz. He said that would be true even when you don't have anything whatsoever to the chayvitz that you took. L'moshel, a bal chayv collects from metaltli diyasmi. Metaltli diyasmi le'mishtabi. You're not allowed to take metaltli diyasmi. You're going to have to return it. You have no schus. There's not even a havim in the other schus al tzmashkin. For sure you have to give it back. But since right now you're holding on to a chayvitz of the yisoyimim, so memeli, you have that migu, despite the fact that right now you're going to give back the chayvitz. Takes this vod even further. Even we have absolutely nothing to do with this chavis, it's still not called a migul lahoitzi. B'negei dvar masur lahashu lahaskir. Like we said, as a klal, by metaltlin, a muhzik is always stronger than a marukama. He has a right to say lokachti. He doesn't have to bring any evidence to the fact that he bought it from the marukama. Dvar masur lahashu lahaskir explains to us how the muhzik got it from the marukama. It's not that he got it because he bought it. He got it because he borrowed it. He got it because he rented it. In that sense, the fact that he's holding on to it is not machriya neged the marukama. According to Rav Rishonim, Taisus changes the gears in the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yudalit in order to fit with this, the gears of the Rabbeinu Chananel. And this is Lamaisa the Mahalach, the Shita of the Rif, derived by us in Terminit and Perkhes, the Rajm and the Rana Shvuas Taf Menvol, the Rosh and Shvuas in Perk Zayin, Sim Zayin, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Ritva by us, B'Shem the Ramban, the Ramban. That's Kemat all the Rishonim hold that Dvar Masu Lahash Lahaskir, the Lekech is not Nemon Keneged. The muhzik is not nemun keneged marukama. What exactly dvar masur lahash lahaskir is not so pashut. According to Rav Rishonim, anything which you could explain the fact that the muhzik is holding on to it, because it's something you know he lent to him, or it's something you know that he's rogel to lend, or something that has some type of kvius of being lent. That's Dvar Masur Lahash Lahaskir. The Rambam has a Shittim Chudeshes. The Rambam's in Tei Minitin Perches Halochetes. And he says, don't make a mistake that Dvar Masur Lahash Lahaskir means anything which you know he lends. It has to be Dafka something which the whole making of that Kli, he brings an example, very big vat, where people don't use it for their personal use. They make it, they weld it, they produce it, only lahashu lahaskir, that type of thing, which is kula lahashu lahaskir, not just that you know lagabi specifically this chavitz or this person that it's lahashu lahaskir, but the whole chavitz is not more than a lahashu lahaskir. Only over there is the claim of the marukama that he didn't sell it to the person who's holding on to it miskabel. Lomai, so Rav the Rishonim argue on the Rambam, the Shulta Gibran by us, and Ois Hei brings from the Rav, the Rav in Asogis, the Rif in the Tshuva, Rav in the Tam, they're all chalik on the Rambam. What's the Machlokes? So there's a Shtikl in Mishnas Rabaran in Hilchos Shchenim, Omen Chof Hei, where Rabaran Kotel, that is, explains the Machlokes like this. He says that it depends how you understand why is every Muchzik on Metaltel stronger than Marukama. The Pashtus is that in a Muchzokus, since what the Gemara calls the fact that somebody's holding on to something is a riot. It's not just that he's a muhzik and whoever's going to want to take it has to bring a riot. It's that when somebody's holding on to something, there's a riot that it is. Inherently in his holding on, there's a riot that it is. If that's true, then the reason why a muhzik is stronger than a marukama is based on the riot which is moitzi from the marukama. No, dvar masur lahash lahaskir is no riot. But that's enough, the way Rav Rishonim hold, that it's enough that there's no raya in the holding on to it of a muhzik. Anytime you can explain it, there's no raya that he's holding on to it. It's something he borrowed, he lent, he whatever it is. He got it. There are other ways of getting this chayfetz besides ownership. There's no tfisa muhrachas. There's no tfisa that's moichiach on bailus in the tfisa of Dvar Masur Lahash Lahaskir. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds that a muhzik is stronger than a marukama because the muhzik is the one right now who's in the driver's seat. The marukama is removed from the muhzokis. Memeli has to be moitzi from the marukama. Not because there's a raya in the tvisa of the muhzik, but stam, the muhzik is the one who has, who anybody else has a claim, has a dinim, a moitzi mechavel of a raya. So what are you going to say? There's no raya in his holding on to it, but seif kozeif, you need to bring a raya. There's no raya that the muhzik is holding on, but since he's holding on, anybody else has to bring a raya. Where's your raya not like him? only by Dvarim Asur L'Hashal Asker, where the Chavitz is not more than a Dvarim Asur L'Hashal Asker. The whole existence of the Chavitz is only Asur L'Hashal Asker. So we don't see any Muchzokis. It's Masalik, it's Mafkir, the Shem Muchzokis Bechlal, from the Tvisa of the Muchzik Neged the Marukama. This is somewhat of a hakdama to the Inyonim of Perches Sabbatim, where the Shita, the Rambam, there are a lot of rayas, Benegeh, Cheskes Gimel Shonim, Benegeh, Tvisim Metaltman, that the Nekuda of Muchzik Kenegim Marukam is not the raya that's in the Tvisim Muchzokus, but that when a Muchzik is holding on to something, it's because he blibes the one who everybody else has a Dinim HaMatz Mechavel of a raya. The problem is that the Rambam is going to have a big problem with our din of sakinah de shechifta. What's dvar masun lahashal asker? It's only made to lend out. Dvar masun lahashal asker is something that's designed only lahashal asker. So the Rambam over there in Toyin, in Perches Halacha Yud, brings the din of sakinah de shechifta. He brings mufush, not kedarkoi, usually where he brings memories from the Gemara. Rayel dvarenu shari rova hoitzi zuk shoesma asabli, he brings our Gemara. And he brings the din of Sakina only because there was a different element. There were Edim specifically that he's also Lahashal Asker this knife. And that's why there was a discussion between Abayim Virova. A regular case, Dvar Masun Lahashal Asker, just because you know that it's something that he lends out, that would not have a din of Dvar Masun Lahashal Asker. Over here is only because there are Edim that specifically this knife he usually lends out. And the Shiloh was, but there's a Svara that he's Choshish, because this Pegima, the Gemara says, whether that would be enough to offset the Edim to render it Ois Dvar Masun Lahashal Asker. Now the Gemara continues with the Psak of Rova Afik Zuga the Sarbel of the Sifra that got to be asked midvar masun lahashal asker. The Gemara uses that to prove that Rova and Abaya aren't choylik on the etzim yisoid of dvar masun lahashal asker. Over here was a shal only pegima de sakino, and there's a machlekes over here had to learn. Rashi Yeshua Staf and Vava Mebeis Divrei Maskum Miyasmi brings b'shem Rabbi the dafka sifra da gadato that ain adam osi lumoid boy todir. A regular Gemara that a person uses, not Dvar Masun Lahashal Asker. So if I got to that, he would lend out. Storybooks, that type of thing, that he would lend out. Toisvis, by us, the Rosh and Shvuas in Perek 9, Simon Hay, says, say Faker, that if Sifra the Agadita is Osir Lahashal Asker, Kolshkin other Svarm, there's a mitzvah to lend that other Svarm. Gemara brings a pasuk, if it's Kosi Amedis Lahad, there's somebody who writes Svarm and gives them out. So Sifra Daganta is less of a mitzvah. So Kolshkein, that regular Svarm Advar Masun Lahashal Asker. So Tosfos Mekoyach that has a problem. Rashi is Miyashu this Kasha, but Tosfos has a problem because in the Mishnah Bava Kama Kuf Yudal Amud Beis seems to say that Svarim is not Advar Masun Lahashal Asker. So one Teretz Tosfos says B'Shem Rabban Etam is a Ukimta over there. We're talking about Svarim that's Yudur that he wasn't Mashal. The other Teretz of Tosfos is more lamdish. The Kasha from Bava Kama Kuf Yudal Amud Beis was over there. You have a fellow who was certainly at one point owned the Sefer, and he's claiming that another guy who was seen with the Sefer was a Muchzik, ganved it from him. So he's not Neman. And the Shaila is the person who's the Marukam on the Sefer doesn't have to claim Gnuvimim, that they were stolen from him. He could claim that the other fellow bought it from him, that the other fellow lent it from him, and he'd be Neman, because Dvar Masun Lahashal Asker. It seems, Ibazari, that you have to say that Svarim is not Dvar Masun Lahashal Asker. That was the Kash of Tosis. The other Teretz of Tosis, B'Shem Moiri of Doidi, is that Migu, where he wants to take away the Sefer from the person who's holding on to it, with the claim that it was stolen from him, with a Migu that he could have said, Hishaltu Mimani, Hiskiru Mimani. That claim is a Migu Lahoitzi. And that's why he wouldn't be Nemon. Now that's the definition of this Migu being a Migu Loitzi is Mechudish. Why? Because the Sugi in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yudalid is talking about, like we said, where Reuven claims that Shimon was holding on to a sefer of his, it was stolen from him. The Gemara's Mavur over there, we're not talking about where Reuven says Shimon stole it from him. Tosfos speaks it out by us. He's not claiming, because over there is Achzukinish began Vilay Machzukinon. What he's claiming is that Shimon bought it on the market from somebody who stole it. So I'm not saying who stole it, but somebody stole it. It was a shem gneva beir. I'm saying that somebody stole it, but I'm claiming that you don't have a right to it because the ma'ase it's mine. The halach is over there mitnei takonis hashuk that if Reuven's claiming his property from Shimon, he has to pay Shimon the value, whatever Shimon paid for the sefer. Why? Takonis hashuk, in order that a person shouldn't be hesitant to go buy things, he knows that even if it's stolen property and the real owner will claim it, but he'll get paid back whatever losses he had. So we're talking about a migu claiming a chefetz from somebody, but the nitval kapon will be paid. Is that a migu lahitz? You're not being moitzi from him. You're taking back your chefetz and you're giving him the value of what he paid for it. Is that called a migu lahitz? That seems to be the noise of whether to call this a migu lahitz or not. The Tosis is in Bava Basu and Beis Amabes. The identical Tosis where he quotes Moiri Rav Doidi, which is a question, Moiri Rav David, Moiri Rav Doidi. Usually Moiri Rav Doidi would refer to the Re talking about Rabbeinu Tam. That's L'chor, the Pshat and Tosis. Whether that's a Migu Lahitzi or not, that L'chor is the Tutstodim over there, Tosis and Beis, and the Tutstodim by us. Now, what Tosis says in the last line of Tosis is interesting. It's, again, one of the Choshva Hagdomis to Bava Basu. Tosis says, Miu l'man da'omar, b'cheskes habatim da'omar, migu lahoitzi. If you hold migu lahoitzi amrinon, so then you have to say like Rabbeinu Tam that we're talking about over here, where it was not a sefer that it was a sefer that we know is not rogel to lend out. Who's the man da'omar, b'cheskes habatim da'omar, migu lahoitzi? The Mitzayin, by Osin Tosis, says, Bava Basu daf mem dalid. Bava Basu mem dalid is the suga migu of Dvar Masu l'hashu l'haskin. You look at the Maseres HaShas, the Maseres HaShas quotes Tosis and Bava Basa Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. There's a whole sugya back and forth in the Gemara, and the question is what the machloikis in the Gemara to be mechal between Karka and Talkin is, and the Shaila is gufa whether they're arguing whether Migul Haitzi Aminin or not. If Tosis is referring to the Gemara in Bava Basa Daf Lamed Beis, that's an often a raya when we get to Bava Basa Lamed Beis, how to learn the machloikis over there, that there's a Manda Omer in the Gemara that holds Migul Haitzi. A lot of Rishonim argue. So that's something to bear in mind. Rabbi Akiva Eger, in the Gilyon HaShas, is Mitzayin L'chayra to this Shaira Hadalon Degemar Bava Bas Lamed Beis, because he brings over there, Rabbi Akiva Eger is Mitzayin Bava Mitzir Dav Beis Amin Alf. The very first Omen of our Masechna in Tez Divya Maskev Zanay Tu Revia is Mitzayin, the Shita, the Rivon, the Migul Lahoitzi Le'aminon. He says, I am Bava Basin Lamed Beis, and Beis L'chor is Mavua Gochim V'lochish, the Migul Lahoitzi Aminon. He says over there, no, there's a different reason. Rav Kivega over there, in the Gilyon HaShas, Mitzayin to our Tosfos, Rav Kivega by us, is Mitzayin to that Tosfos. Means say, according to the Tosfos in by us, in Bava Mitzir, Dav Beis Amin Aleph, there is no Sugya Bava Basin Lamed Beis, and Beis that holds Migul Lahoitzi Aminon. The lashon of Tais by us, Migul Aman Dama Chesabatim, Dama Migul Lahoitzi. He says, seems to say that's Pshat that Gemara. So now we have to work out when we get to Bava Basa Lamed Beis. Again, the Mitzayin in the Gemara, in the Tosis itself, says Bava Basa Daf Mem Dal. It's not clear what he's being Mitzayin to. But the Tosis that discusses the Tutstadim of whether a Migul, where he's going to pay the money, Keneged being Moitzi the Chavitz, is called Migul Lahoitzi. That's a Tosis in the end of Cheskazabatim, Nun Beis Amed Beis.
B'Metzia Daf Kuf Tazayin Amid Beis, beginning the 10th Perek, the Mishnah begins, Hambayis V'Aliyah Shal Shnayim Shenoflu, a house and an upper floor that belongs to two brothers, the way Rashi explains, that split, Shenoflu, that fell down, Shneim Yicholkim Be'etzim U'Vavonim U'Ve'Ofer, they both split the wood and the stones and the earth. V'Royin Elo Avonim Asuyis Lishtaber, and we look at the stones that are expected to have broken. If one of them recognizes his stones, Noitlan, he takes his stones, V'Oilo Yisloim in a Chesron, and that counts towards the Chesron of the splitting. Rashi learns Shneim Chalkim. The girsa that we have in Rashi is that Akoy Lefi Agoiva, everything is according to the height. But the Rishonim, the Rabban, and the Ran have a girsa in Rashi that even if Afal Pisho Echot Gavoya Mechaveroi, even if one of the floors is higher than its friend, the avanim and the offer of his is more than his friend's, the halach is still is chelkin, they split it, because it's not nicker which avanim belong to the upper floor and which belong to the lower floor. The Rishonim ask on this girsa of Rashi, that how is it possible to say that we split it evenly if we know that the elyon, the upper floor, has more stones than the lower floor? And if you tell me that the pshat in the Mishnah is that we have no idea how the stones are to be divided, so they should come to Bezin. Bezin should evaluate according to the height, or bring Edim. If there are no Edim and he's Maida, if it's in a way that there should be a chi of Shvu and he's not able to swear, so we have the rule of Itirch and Yachli Shav Mishalit. And even if you say it's not known at all, there's no case of a chi of Shvu, the Tana should have said that one is Gavaya Mechaveirai. So the Rishayim learned differently. And they also bring a Tesefta that says that the halacha is that you split it only Mizman Sheshneim Shavim, only if the height of the lower floor and the height of the upper floor are equal, so that they both should have the equal portion, the stones and the earth and the wood. But if one is higher than the other, then you split the stones and the wood and the earth according to the Gaiva. And therefore the Rishayim learned Pshat in the Mishnah that Chelkim means Lefi HaGaiva. The Mashal actually is Magia Rashi, and to read as follows, HaKoyle Fi HaGoiva. So then Rashi also is the same as the other Rishonim, that you split it according to the height, according to how many much each one owns. The Ran learns in Rashi that really we're discussing, like the previous Girsa, that one floor is higher than the other floor, but we don't know if it's the Elyon or the Tachton. And the Ran says a Chiddush that the Din is still Chalkim Bishoveh. The Tesefta is referring to a case where we know which one was Gavoya, and therefore he gets more stones. And the Ran explains Rashi Shita, that Rashi needed to explain that they were discussing a case where one is higher than the other, because if the both floors are equal of equal height, then it's Pasha that you would split it, and there is no Chiddush involved. Al-Kalpanim, we see a Chiddush in the Ran, that even though we do not know which, we know that one of the floors is higher than the other floor, but we do not know if it's the Elyon or the Tachton, and there's no Edim to Mimavar, and there's no other way to find out. The din is yachloiku. That's an chiddush that should also be yachloiku, even though we really know that it's not true, the chalukah. The Ran and the Muki Yosef learn that if the Mishnah is discussing a case where both floors are equal, but there is still a chiddush yachloiku, because it's more of a svar to say that the upper stones broke, because most walls fall down sideways and they fall as a bang, like the Gemara calls it a chavata. And I would have thought to say that the upper floor should receive more broken stones. Kamash Malon, we say Yachloiku because it's still a suffix. The Achrayim, the Machne Ephraim, and others ask, why don't you go Basar Rav? Because there's no Muchzuk. And the Gemara says, we're talking about the stones of found Rishas Rabbim. Others say that, we'll see further in Taisus, that maybe both are considered Muchzukim. Let's go to the Gemara. The Gemara says that, Why do we say Yachloiku in the Mishnah? Why don't we see how the stones fell? Did they fall in a way that they're recognizable? They came from the upper floor or from the lower floor? And the Gemara answers, we're talking about it fell at night, you can't see it at night. The Gemara says that, why don't we just look and see in whose Rishus the stones are? Although the people of Rishus Rab might have cleaned out the stones, Levsi Rishus the Man Yosvan. V'lehevi idach ha-meitzim chaveri olav araya. Whoever has the stones in his Rishus, he should be considered the Muchzuk. And the other the owner of the floor, the Aliyah or the Bais Tachton, should be considered a Maitzi, and then should be a Maitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Haraya. This question of the Gemara is very difficult to understand, because there is no Hechachu who the stone should belong to. They just happen to have been put in one person's Rishus. Normally Chazok is a Rai, the Yor of the Bailim. Over here they fell by themselves, or the Bnei Rishus Rab moved the stones. The chayr, there's no haychacha in your chazak at all. Why would you have a din muvzik, and why would that say that you have the din to keep the stones? Also, if you look a little further, the Gemara gives a few answers to this question. One teretz is that we're talking about that the stones are chatzir the tavayim, both of their rishus equally, or it's in the stones are in rishus rabim. And the third teretz of the Gemara is v'yboyseim ashutvim b'chiyai gavna le'kapti adadi. Partners in such an instance are not makbin one on the other. How do we understand that? Rashi explains le'kapti adadi le'mikni rishus adidei, to be makne their own rishus dafkuri mafkele, each one is mafker kolchad rishus ilechavri to the other laniach sham chafatzim. In other words, each one gives the other partner, not really a shutif, to have a rishus, a kinyan, in his chotzer to keep his stones. So both are considered muzakim. Hilkach kinami yasum rishus techa minai, even if the stones on the rishus of one of them, lehavi idach maitzi, the other one is not considered a maitzi, the rishus edahai nami yasvi, it's also in his rishus. because the owner who the stones are actually in Zeshus is not makbin from to lend out the place, the actual ground where the stones are situated, to the other partner. Since each one is makbin Zeshus to the other, they consider like a chotzer shel shneim. And the Rambam Mukiyos will speak out that shutn lekapti adadi, since they're makbin Zeshus one to the other, they have a din of a chotzer shel shneim. The Ktzois in Simon Kuf Pei Tes asks that why did Rashi have to explain that each one's makna is just to the other? Why can't it just be like regular partners, that they give permission to keep the other person's objects in his rishus? That would have the same halacha like dvarim asuin lahashil lahaskir, like objects that are normally lent out or rented out, where there is no hechacha from the fact that you're holding it, so you do not have a chazaka. So why did Rashi need to explain that they were not makbid to be makne rishus yadadi? Each one is makne rishus to the other partner. Even without that, if we can explain it by saying that one is, since they allow each other to keep their stones in their other person's respective rishus, there is no din chazaka because there is no haychacha. In truth, the Achrayim say that we have to be mechadish achidish in this Gemara, and we can answer both our questions. Reb Shmuel, and really it's a Ktzois, that says that there are two dinim in muchzik. There's one halacha of chazaka called chazaka kol mash tachas yad adam harehu shaloi. It's a chazaka that whatever is found in your rishus, you are considered the owner. That din chazaka has a hechacha, as a proof that you're the owner, because since you're holding it, it must be that you're the owner. That din chazaka kolmash tachsiyad marei shaloi, or in short, chazaka kolma, is powerful enough to be mighty even from a marakama. Meaning, even if we know that the object once belonged to somebody else and he was a previous owner, but since the object now is found in your rishus and you claim that you bought it and you received it lawfully, you have a din muhzik of kolmash tachsiyad marei shaloi, and therefore that's a hechacha that you are the bailam. In a case where it's dvar masuin lahashal asker, where the object is something which is normally lent out or rented out, it's mevor in the Gemara and Shavuos, that there's no haychacha that you are the bailam. And the chazaka kol, in that case, you will not have a chazaka kol mash tachsiyad adam harehu shaloi. There's another din muhzik, that even in a case where there is no previous marakama, but where there is also no hechacha that you're the bailam, but it happens to be in your rishus, for example, if we know that it came to your rishus without any proof that you're the bailim, you still would be considered a muhzik, that we call a chazaka in sveikus. That where there is a suffix who is the owner of this keli or this object, if it happens to be lying in your rishus, then we give it to you. We say the other person is a meitzim chaveira olav araya. Basically, it's just leaving the object in the rishus of the muhzik, of the one who's actually physically being tufus in it, even if he does not have hoychacha. This din chazak in sveikus is definitely not strong enough to be mighty from a marakama. With this, we can understand that when the Gemara originally asked, let us see where the stones are and the other one should be considered a mighty, we can explain that the Gemara does not mean to ask midin chazaka kol ma, because there is no hechacha from the fact that the stones on your rishus that you should be the bailam. It's just that since the stones are in your rishus, we'll give you a din tafus, and if you have a din tafus, then we leave the stones in its the rishus of the actual tafus, which means the din of chazaka of sveikus. The chazaka is not strong enough to be made from a marakama, but it's enough to tell us that in the case of a suffik, you should be the owner of the stones. But later, when the Gemara answers and says shutm lekapti adadi, the Gemara is saying to us a chiddush, that since they are partners, there's no din muhzik at all. Now, as far as the chazaka kol mash tachziyad marehu shaloi, anyway there is no din muhzik because there's no haychacha, because it only came into your rishus from the fact that the Nei Rishusam put it there. So what does the Gemara mean? Of course it would not be haychacha that it's yours. But the Gemara's kasha, as we explained, is midin muhzik in sveikus, that since it happens to be in your rishus and you are tafus, so therefore you consider the muhzik and you can't be maitzi. So what is the Gemara's answer? Shutun lekapti adadi. That's why Rashi needed to explain that Shutan Lekapti Adodim means that each one is makne the reshus to the other, which is mevatel the din tfisa legamri, meaning that you're not even considered a tofus, even to the extent of having a din muhzik in sveikus. Not only are you not considered a muhzik legabi the din chazaka komach tachsi adon mareyu shaloi, which would be strong enough to yimaitzi from a marakama, because there's no hechacha that you're the bailim, but you also are not considered a tofus or a muhzik in sveikus to be able to leave the stones in your rishus and consider the other one a maitzim chavel varaya. The din of shutan lekapti adodi is mevatel din tfisa completely. And that's why Rashi needed to explain and say that shutan lekapti adodi means that each one is mafkir his rishus and is to the other brother partner. And since each one is makne and mafkir his rishus to the other partner, there is no tfisa bichlal. In reality, there's also mavur like this in the Ran, that since shutvin are not makbi hadodi, it's ki'ilu isila hu midi birshusa de tavayu. It's as if that object is in the rishus of both, and it's nizbatal the din muhzik completely. Taisin bav basra, let's continue in this vein. Taisin bav basra naf bezam et aleph, dirmasu lefikoch, says that if the stones were shohu yoisi mechdei regilus, they were there a much longer time than normal, that would tu'oif that there's no chisaron of shutvin lekapti adodi. In other words, although shutvin lekapti adodi tells us that neither one is considered a tufus in these stones, and we cannot say the other one has a din of maitzim chavel varaya, but if the stones were there for a very long time, yoisi mechdei regilus, then he does acquire a din muhzik. And Taisa says it misvara. Taisa proves it misvara. It's atu shutvin liyakpid al oilam. Are you going to tell me shutvin are never makbid that the other shutiv should keep his possessions in his chelik for an indefinite amount of time? L'chayra, we can ask in Taisvis that if that means if shob b'shusi harbe, it doesn't help shutvin liyakpid al oilam. The svar of the gemara would not help. Now the Tur and Choshe Mishvot Simen Kuf Nun Zayin paskins that Shutvin, even if it's Shoh Bershusi Dechad Minayu more than the Day Regilis, he's still not Zeche in the Avonim. And the Drish over there in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains because since they were once Shutvin, so neither one has a Chazaka on the other. The Shach argues on the Drisha, and the Shach says, based on what we mentioned from Taisus and Baba Basra, Bezman Aleph, that if it's Shoh Yoisim Chdei Regilis, then there is no Svara of Shutfin like Kapti Adodi, because Shutfin are yes makbid when it's more than the normal amount of time, so then he would be able to say Lekuch Hubiyadi, and therefore the Shach argues very strongly against the Tur. And it's very difficult to understand the Svara of the Drisha. Rav Naftali in Baba Basra says a shtikot teri to explain this. He says the din of shutvin lekapti adodi really helps us for two inyanim. First of all, if it's shutvin lekapti adodi, then there is no hechacha from your tfisa that it belongs to you. Like we explained before, that chazaka komash tachsi adam areyu shaloi is a din of muhzik to be able to be maitzi v'marakama. There's a hechacha that you're the bailim. If shutvin lekapti adodi, so although you're a muhzik, there's no hechacha from your tfisa that to be able to be maitzi v'marakama. On that, there's a svar to say that if it's shoh b'shusei harbe, then there is a hechacha yod ha'baylam, because like Taisu says, misvara atuli akpidu lo'ilam, on one shutiv never going to be makbin on the other shutiv. But there's another inyan in shutiv lekapti adodi. There is, the way Rashi explains shutiv lekapti adodi, each one is maknis reshus to the other. Like Gabi, the way Rashi explains shutiv lekapti adodi, that there is a kinyan for each of the shutfin in the chelik of the other person's land, and with that is mevatel the din tfisa legamri, even legabi din amaitz mechavel varaya, not only the gabi chazok komash tachzi adma rishaloi, legabi that halach of shutan lekapti adodi, there's no advantage in the fact that it's shor b'shusei harbe, because shor b'shusei harbe is just a svara that he should be makbid. But if each one is maknes chelik to the second, then there's no mitzios of tofus. So what difference does it make that it's shor b'shusei harbe more than the regilis? So therefore, that could really explain the svara of the tur, that although there is the tur could really agree to Taisvis that Shoh b'shusei harbe would say that there is no svara of shutan lekapti adodi. But that's as far as the hechacha that it's yours mitzad dinam chazaka kol ma. But if we employ the Shutin Lekapne Adadi that Rashi explains in the Sugya, that one is Makne Rishus to the other, then even if it was Shor Rishus Yehabe, still Shutin Lekapne Adadi, because you don't have Metzias of Tofus. And that stems with what the Ktzais and what we said from Reb Shmuel, that they told us that there are two dinim in Murzik again, the din of Tchazok, Kamash, Taf, Zenu, and Shaloi, which is a din Murzik, which proves that you're the owner, the Zaychacha, and the din Murzik in Sveikis, which is not a Chacha, the other owner, it's just that whoever is holding it, he keeps it. So, like we explained in the Gemara, that the teretz of the Gemara, Shutin Lekap Yagdadi, is to. To two oif that apply that not only there's no echocha or legabe din of chazok kamash tachsi adam reish aloi, that's even without shifin lekapti adodi, because in our gemara and in Ba'ez Valiyah the bnei shus rabbi put into one person's rishus, there is no echocha. It's not any different than what we learn all over in Shas, the din of goydreis, that if an animal is found in your rishus, there's no echocha the other bialim, because it could have walked there by itself. And when the Gemara two zayf in the teretz that shutin lekapti adodi, the Gemara is telling us that it's like chotzer shel shneim, that does not even have the regular din tfisa of sveikus. So to summarize, there are two halachas of chazaka: a din chazaka mash tachzian areya shaloi, which is mighty from Amara Kama, and a din of chazaka in sveikus where there is no hechacha at all. And our Gemara's kasha was that Rishus de Man Yosvi, the din of Chazaka and Sveika, should be employed over here, that whoever is Rishus, the stones are to be found, he should be considered the Muzik, and the other one should be Maitzi Chavel Varaya. And on that, the Gemara answers as far as Shutin Lekapti Adadi, which would tell us that, like Rashi explains and the Ran explains, that since one Shutiv is Makne, his Rishus to the other, that there is not even a Metzius of Tofus, a Metzius of Mukzik, to say that the other one is a Maitz Mechavei Avaraya, and that's why the din is Yachloiku. In the same Inyan, but different Kasha, the Nesivis and Kufsa Mechdalat asks from Gemara and Becheris, Dafid Chesim and Beis. The Gemara says that if one person gives a sheep, a live sheep, to a shepherd to watch, and the shepherd himself has a sheep of his own, of the biome that he's watching, and one of them dies, the din is that the royal could say, the shepherd could say, that you, mafkid, your sheep that you gave to me, that's the one that died. Why? Because the royal is considered a muhzik. And even if he's miyachid le'makim, he has a din of a muhzik. L'chayr, the Nesivis asks, from what we just explained in the sugya, shutin lekapti adadi, that there's no din muhzik bichlal. So the din, just like in our Mishnah, we say Abayis Valiyah Shashnaim Shenaflu Shneim Chalkin, the din is Yachlaiku. Why, in the case of where one of the sheep died, don't we say also Yachlaiku? Neither one is a Mokzik. The Nesivis wants the Mechalik that over there the Shutfin by us is different. That each one is Mashil, each one lends his Chatzer to Lechaveroi, as long as they're partners, even if the Pikadin is not Nimtze Rishusai, if not in the Rishus, that's a stronger din of Shutin Lekapti Adadi. The case in Maran Becheris is referring to where you only lend him permission, have given permission to keep the Pikadin there as long as he has the Pikadin. When he takes away the Pikadin, he has no more permission in the land, no more rule, no more ownership in the land. The Ayel HaShachar gives an additional Havan in this, that over there, the Mafkid does not have a schus to bring his chafetz and to bring his objects to the Chatzar Nifgat. He only has a right for the sheep that should be watched, although he's miyachad le'mokim, but it's only for the sheep for this pikadin. And therefore the chotzer be'ikr belongs to the bal habayis. Mashenkin, mashutvin, shtakapti adodi, each one can bring his any chafetz he wants there. So he seemingly has a kinyan in the chotzer. Mishnah continues, v'yachad me'makir mixes avonav noitlon v'oilos le'min achezvin. If one of them recognizes the stones that belong to him, he takes them, and they are part of the calculation in the division between the two partners. The Gemara asks, v'alo ma'atayin, what is the other partner ta'ina? If he says he agrees, then it's pashit. If he says he doesn't agree, then why would he take it? And the Gemara says, he says, eini yedei, he doesn't know. The Gemara says, le'misev, tiyuvta derav nachman. If that's the case, then it's a pircha on the sheet of Rav Nachman. The Itmar would learn to Rabbi Simon and Levi Yodcha, Valoim in Yedeh, if you say you owe me $100, the other one says he doesn't know, Rav Huna, Rav Yudam, Machayev, and Rav Nachman, Biechen, Omri, Potter. In other words, Rav Nachman holds that Bari Veshema, Bari is Lav Odif, and he cannot be Moitzi Momin. By us, we say that if the one who is Makir is stones, says it belongs to him, he recognizes these stones are his, and the other one says, Ain Yedeh, he doesn't know, that din is Bari Veshema, Bari Odif. So it's a stira to Rav Nachman. The Gemara answers, Kedom Rav Nachman, Kingon Sheish, Esik Shvua Beinem. We're discussing a case where he was Mechuiv Shvua Deiraisa, for example, he's a Moedim Mikzas, and he wasn't able to swear. And the din is meter in yachli shava mishalim. Like Rava says, manli biyodcha v'aloi me ein lich v'yodi al chamishim. I only owe you 50s. And why did mixes v'shar ein yedea meter shein yachli shava? Since he's not able to swear, yishalim he has to pay. In other words, really the din would be bari v'shem bari is not odif. Over here, the reason why he can be mitzi mamin is because the nitva is ein yedea and he has a chiyuv shvur deraisa. And the din is meter shein yachli shava is mishalim. Tezis asks that the entire time of Rav Nachman that Patas in a Bari Veshema is because of the din of Ukim Emayna Becheskas Mare. He says, the time of Rav Nachman Shand Ukim Emayna Becheskas Mare. V'hach over here, Akimna the Kaim Bishas Rabim. Over here we discuss, the Gemara says, we're discussing a case where the stones were in Bishas Rabim or Bechaz Shainish Al Shneim, where neither one is more of a Muchzik than the other. So if that's the case, well, how could the Gemara ask in Rav Nachman that we see that Bari Veshema, Bari is Lav Adif, L'chair, that whole Svar is only when there is a Muchzik. But if there's no Muchzik, then there's no din of Bari Lav Adif. Taisus first teretz is that over here it's considered a Muchzik, because we know that half belongs to him. But we know half the stones belong to him originally. And therefore the Gemara, L'kach Parach Shap, therefore it is a good Kash on Rav Nachman. A second teretz in the Gemara, second teretz is that it says in Perek HaShayel that all mamon mutav safik is considered like shneim muchzakim. In Tosis' first teretz, that one is considered a muchzik, they're both muchzakim because we know that half belongs to him. L'chayra, how does that din chazaka help for the other half? In other words, he's claiming that these stones are his, but he's only a muchzik in half. How can you take away stones that the other one is a muchzik in? The Kunch Sasvekas explains Pshat and Toisvis that since it's a drawer of the Maina, there's Be'etzim a Safik here who the stones belong to, that two Zayif that both have a din of Muchzakim. And the Shaila is, when Toisvis says that the drawer of the Maina gives them both a din of Muchzakim, is it that the Psak din that you have to pass in Yachloiku makes them Muchzakim, or is the din drawer of the Maina itself make Muchzakim? Rabbi Chanan learns like the tzad that because there's a din of Yachloiku, that's why they both have a din of Muchzakim. But Al Kapanim is Mavur in Taisvis that according to Manam Bari Veshema Lav Bari Adif, that halach would apply even if Shnei Muchzakim were. And the Shaar Mishpat being changed the Ramban and Rabbas Taflam and Dalam Rabbeis that were both on Muchzakim, everybody agrees Bari Adif. That's a steer to our Taisvis. You have to say Tais holds like the first, the Ramban is Shtims with Tais's first teretz that each one's considered a Muchzik because we know that each one owns half. But Einach Nami, if you don't know that each one's an owner and Stama din Muchzik, maybe Yitaka would say a din of Bari Adif. The Shaar Mishra brings Rashayn Pnei Yeshua by Shnei Mechz Metals and that Bamatzia Daf Beis Med Aleph that if one is a Bari and the other one is a Shema, look, everybody would agree Bari is Adif because they're both Muchzakim in the Talis. Al-Tais says, even though both Muchzakim and the Talis, Shnei Muchzakim, you still have a din, you still a Tali in the Machlaikis. Not everybody agrees that Bar Vishem Bar Yodif from Nachmun hold that Bar is Lav Adif. The Gemara had to come onto the Teretz of that it's a din Chiyav Shvur Derais and the Chiyav is Gemitech Shen Yochel Shav Mishalim. But also din Bar Vishem Bar Yodif, Lav Adif, according to Nachmun, even though both are Shnei Muchzakim. Pnei Yeshua answers that it must be that the Sharmish, going to the Chita of the Ramban, that argues on Tosfos. And but Pnei Yeshua himself is Miyashiv the Ramban. The Ramban is talking about the din of Shnayim Mechz and Metals, where they're just holding on to the edge of the Begin, where there is no strong Chazaka for each one. Over there, everybody agrees, Bari is Adif. But Tosfos is talking about whether each one really, actually Mechzik and Avonim, Mechzik Mamish and Avonim, not just holding the Karkash, not just holding the Svasa Begin. Over there, in our case, does not help a Bari to Yemaitzi from such a strong Chazaka Limta. Which means that the Bezin has a suffix without their tainus. Or in such a case, Bari is not going to be mighty from a Muchzik. Therefore, if one of them is only a Shema, he really does not have a taina. And in that case, Bari would be Adif. The Gemara's maskana is that we're discussing Yesh Esek Shvur Beinayim. The reason why you have to pay, the reason give up the stones, Mitech Shen Yochel Yishava Mishalim. The Ran and Muki Yosef speak out that it's Mavur from our Suga that even if in the case we is not expected to know if it's his stones or not, still Zadin and Mitech Shen Yochel Yishava Mishalim. That's a country, not like Tosfos and Daf Tzadik Zayin and Beis and Masechet Bava Kamma, beginning of the fifth perek, where if Lehavale Leida, if he didn't have, it wasn't expected for him to know that it belongs to him, there's no din of Mitech Shen Yochel Yishav Mishalim, like Yisayimim, that in the Smatu from the Aloha Mitech, because it Lehavale Lemeida. The Chayra, the Sinsim Achleks are shining in this. Kiveger and the Shaar Mishnah asks a different question, that why don't you say that over here it's a din of Halach? The Nitvas Moida, the half of the Avonim, belonged to his friend. It's like he's saying, Halach, take the Avonim. And we know that by Halach is no din of Chiyuv Shvuah. So the Nesiva says the din of Moida Miktsas, that there's a Chiyuv Shvuah Deraisa, is only Shayach where there's a Tviya on a Chayv, on a owed money or a Pikadin. If there's a Chiyuv Aguf to pay money or to return the Pikadin, and you don't, and you have to swear, and you can't swear because you don't know. But if Reuven tells Shimon that the two animals of mine went to your Rishus, and they belong to me, and Shimon says one is mine and one is yours, that's not called a Moed Miktsas, because Shimon has no Chayves Aguf. So if that's the case, so and now a Sugi L'Chayr, but the case of the Avanim, why would there be a din of Moed Miktsas? Why would there be a Chiyuv Shvuah D'Oraisa? So Nesivus explains that in our Sugya, the reason it's considered a Moedim Miktsas, because we're talking about that he took the stones into his Rishus as a din of a Gazlin. So he's Chayav Vashova. So if he doesn't return right away, so then, and on that he's been Kaifer, so that is a Chayavis HaGuf. So Chayavis HaGuf says it's a Chayavis HaGuf D'Oraisa of Moedim Miktsas. But once Nesivus explains to the Gemara that we're discussing a case that he brought into his own Rishus as a din of a Gazlin, so if he's not Meshav right away, then it's not Halach. So to emphasize the kasha of Halach also, Kivega argues in the aside of the Nesivus, and he holds the Mishnah Mechz Metalis, if one says Kula Shali and the other one says Chetzi Shali, Kivega asks that the one who says Chetzi Shali should be Chayiv Ashvur Derais and Moedim Miktsas, because he agrees the other half belongs to the other one who's holding the Talis. According to the Nesivus, they wouldn't have a din of Moedim Miktsas in such a case, because he's holding his there's no din, no Chayiv over there, and there's no Chayiv as Aguf, so there's no Chayiv Shvur Derais, there wouldn't be a din of Moedim Miktsas. So you see, Kivega argued on the Nesivus in the aside. The Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud says, "Abayis v'aliyah shenifchaso elyoin." If the aliyah, the aliyah fell in, any bal abayis reitzel sakin, the abayis is not when he's misakin it. So the bal aliyah is yerev v'dor lemata. The Gemara is mavur that we're discussing a case of a seicher and a maskir, a renter and a landlord. And Tosfos says the hechrut that we're discussing a seicher and a maskir is because by his two shutfin, for example, two brothers, the tachtin is not mechuyev to build the tikra a roof. Like the Rosh says, that the Tachtin does not have a tzarech for a tikra between the Bayis v'Aliyah. If anything, he'd rather that there is no roof so that the owner of the Baal HaAliyah should move out. He doesn't want somebody on top of his head. But the Ran and Muki Yosef bring Moshe Machem and the Gabi Shutfin, the Tachtin, the bottom one, is Mechuyiv to Misakin, the whole tikra, Lekuliyam, even according to Rav Yosi. And only in Seicher and Maskir, where you say he's Mekabel himself only to make Tikkun, which Amaisa had did, in such a case, it could be a Machlaikas. So we see a Machlaikas Rishainim. If in a case of Shutfin, if there's a chiev on the tachtin to build the roof between the Baal Abayis and the Baal HaAliyah. According to Tais, there is a chiev, and according to the Ran Mukiyes, there is no such chiev. A third sheet is sheet of Rambam and Hashchenim, that the Gabi Shutfin, the tachtin, has to build the tikra, the roof, and the Elyon has to build the maziv, which is the cement, the plaster on top of that roof. And there's really a fourth shita that the Mishnah brings between the shita the Rashba, that the Mishnah is talking about Seicher and Maske and also Beis Shutfin. In both those cases, they're both the same halacha. There's Machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan. We pass into Rabbanan that the Tachtin is Mechuyev L'Sakin. So that means that whether the Tachtin is Mechuyev to provide the Tikra is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan, and that Machlekes is not only by Seicher and Maske, but it's also by Beis Shutfin. In the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara says, that we're talking about a case, Rav Ashi explains the Mishnah, we're talking about Aliyah Zu Shal Gabi Bayez Zeh Ani Maskelo. He said, I'm renting to you this the Aliyah, the second floor on top of the house. He says, Meshabed the Bayez for the Aliyah. And the Gemara brings a case, like Rav Bar Adah said, named Rav Yitzchak, that there's Maish Echad Shom L'Chaveri Dolis Atrelis Shal Gabi Parsik Zeh. A trellis is like a vine, on top of a parsik is a fruit that has a peach tree. The parsik was uprooted from the ground. They came before Abchia and he said, Chai Vatalamadei Parsik. The parsik is like the bias. You have to replace it with another parsik, as another peach tree to support the trellis, as long as the dalis kayam, so as long as the trellis is there, as long as the vine is there, it has to be supported by the peach tree on the bottom. The Rishain and Ran Mukiyais bring Shin the Rajba, Lacher, there's no comparison. The Gabi the parsik itself was the one that fell off. And he's mechuyev to replace it so that as long as the trellis, as long as the vine is there to support the vine. But if it would be the opposite, if the dalis, the top the part, the trellis, the vine would have fell down, you don't have to replace it because even though if the parsik is there, I'm not mechuyev to replace the dalis. So how can you compare it to the case of the bayis and aliyah? The Ran brings b'shem the Rashba that the Gemara is only bringing from the case of the parsi to show that the extra lashon that you make up in the beginning is meisif and more of a shiva. But each one's the fear inyan. Over there, you can be farish, that he's b'chayiv to be maimed. The parsi, as long as it's a dullis, as long as there's a vine there to support it. And we have no right to mechadish more than that. But now a Gemishna, you can't explain that he has to put a bias as long as aliyah is there, because he can't have an aliyah without a bias. So it must be that he has to have the aliyah as long as the bias is kayim, and that's the shivud. The Ran and the Mukiyot says that the bias and the parsing are really comparable. Because over here, the aliyah itself wasn't ruined. Only the walls are still there. It's only the tikra between the bias and the aliyah was destroyed. So that's daimed to the kilkul of the parsing. And the nafkamim between the two terutzim is if the kaisal aliyah was taken as kalkul, according to the first teretz, the baal bayis mechuyev to misakin, according to the second teretz, he would not be mechuyev to be misakin.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.